that the days are getting longer here in the North Woods, do you find yourself getting to bed later and perhaps not getting as much sleep as you'd like? Most of us have an occasional night when we just can't sleep, but some 40% of us routinely get fewer than 6 hours. According to the National Sleep Foundation, we humans are the only mammal that willingly delays sleep, even when we're tired. Insufficient sleep, what we call a sleep deficit, has been called a global health epidemic. It leads people to engage in risky behavior, makes them irritable, it causes mistakes and poor judgment, sometimes with tragic consequences when lives are lost. A personal sleep deficit raises our risk of life-threatening ailments. It impairs our judgment, damages memory, and undermines cognitive function. It also inhibits creativity and problem-solving, and it makes it hard for us to be alert and ignore distractions. But what if you've tried to sleep more and concluded that you don't need more than 6 hours? According to University of Pennsylvania sleep specialist Philip Gehrman, people who get by on just 6 hours of sleep may feel they've adapted, yet they show consistently worse results on tests of mental alertness and performance. Gehrman says there's a point in sleep deprivation when we lose touch with how impaired we really are. For some of us, a simple decision to go to bed earlier will make a difference. For others, it's more complicated. What if you just can't fall asleep? Fortunately, science has some suggestions. Start by honoring your bedtime. Adopting a consistent bedtime and wake-up time lets your body get a grip on its internal clock. Without that consistency, your body doesn't know when to begin sending sleepy time messages to your body or when to begin the wake-up cycle. Try dimming your household lighting a few hours before bedtime. This is key because light inhibits the natural production of melatonin, a sleep-inducing hormone. One big thing every sleep expert agrees on, turn off your devices. Yep, that means cell phone, iPad, computer, even your TV. Studies show that humans are especially sensitive to the short wavelength enriched blue light that emanates from the LCD displays of our favorite electronic devices. If you can't sleep and you have a TV in your bedroom, that TV might just be the culprit. Another trick is to turn down the temperature. Sleeping in a cool room, say mid-60s, allows your body to remain thermally neutral, which means it's not working to warm you up or cool you down. The result is a better night's sleep. Let's say you try these things and you still have the occasional night when you just don't get enough sleep. Studies have repeatedly demonstrated that a short nap will save you from the yawnies. According to one eye-opening study, a 26-minute nap improves performance by 34% and alertness by 54%. If you've tried napping and you wake up groggy, perhaps a little disoriented, maybe even a little crabby, chances are that you slept too long. A half hour gives your brain time to drift only as far as phase two sleep, where you gain cognitive benefits and still wake up easily. A longer nap takes you into a deeper sleep, and when you try to wake up from a deep sleep, you experience what scientists call sleep inertia, that awful feeling of sluggishness and grogginess that we all hate. How you end your night's sleep can be critically important to how refreshed you feel in the morning. Science weighs in on that too. Just as your brain signals your body when it's time to go to sleep, it signals when you've had enough and helps you naturally wake up during a lighter sleep phase. This is one reason a consistent bedtime and waking time is critical. Without consistency, your brain has a harder time sorting out when it's time to bring you into a lighter sleep. And if you wake up to an alarm clock, don't touch that snooze button. Here's why. A couple of hours before you wake up naturally, your brain signals your body to raise its core temperature, and it begins releasing neurochemicals that help you feel alert and energized. When you hit the snooze button, you're saying, "Ah, I was just kidding when I set that alarm." Drifting back into that sleepy space after you hit the snooze button tells your brain it was a false alarm, and you restart the sleep cycle, descending back into a deeper sleep phase. It makes it that much tougher to wake up when that alarm goes off again. Science has a name for slipping in and out of sleep in the morning. It's called drockling, and it leads to sleep inertia, that awful feeling that we can't quite come to. Unfortunately, sleep inertia is not easily washed away with a brisk shower. It can linger for up to 4 hours after you finally rest yourself out of bed. Not a good idea when you have a busy day ahead of you. Now that our days in the North Woods are growing longer, it might take extra effort to get the sleep your body wants and needs. Make it happen, and it will be worth it in so many ways. Sleep tight.